This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if you don't think Tracy Martin, the world-renowned executive, top chef, served major presidents, world leaders, you name it, and was the Clintons' travel chef, isn't putting his business, his life, his name on the line a big way, well, then you're not paying attention. I know most of you know that, but I want to recognize his courage right now. And everybody else has been speaking out and telling the truth, like Secret Service Agent Burns yesterday. I've talked to Secret Service on and off record. I've had a lot of people. The reason I bring up the smell is it's part of psychological research. Psychopaths, sociopaths, and others tend to not clean themselves, especially when they're in a position of power. And it's just all part of, you know, being the boss. And I'm not going to get into some of the other things they do, but it just goes to their mindset. We got 4 minutes. I appreciate your time. You've got the floor. You're risking your life, your treasure, your name. We salute you. You don't got a book out, nothing. You're just here telling the truth. And so other points you'd like to relay to the world about why you're going public?
Well, I think, as I had said in my Tom Barley's, the original interview, I feel it was my obligation because, you know, I sat in the back pictures silent for so long, and I did pay them compliments. I mean, like I said, I was a kid from a small farm town. I found myself working in Washington, D.C. I'm now doing events with the leader of the free world. And then to find out how they really are behind the scenes, how they, I mean, between, I just happened to, you know, end up working for the Clintons. But, you know, it could have been, you know, the Obamas or somebody else down the road. But it, you just see the total transparency of this is not the complete picture. And I feel like the American people need to know who she really is, who the president really is. If we get her back in office, we are dealing with a whole other Obama term. We're dealing with a whole other Bill Clinton scenario. She's going to have him doing just as much as he was before. And she's failed at so many things, and I've seen that with my own eyes. I mean, back when she was doing the access to health care. And, you know, it is what it is. And
well, you see,
we as people need to stop. I mean, we're going to see our country fall.
Well, see, that's their philosophy, though. They want,
at this point right now.
I agree. They want each new initiative to fail to then give them more power because they never get held accountable. See, the WikiLeaks show, she wants it all to fail, brother. How diabolical is that?
No, well, that's why. I mean, it's unbelievable, and that stuff is all true. I mean, it's not like they sat there and wrote it. And I mean,
no, they're confirming the FBI, the new FBI leak, the new FBI release shows that it's all confirmed. Trying to bribe the FBI, getting orders from some weird shadow government. I mean, God help us. That's why they picked her, though, because she's such a monster. She enjoys hurting little people. She wants to make us poor.
Absolutely. And you can't tell me that Bill Clinton arriving on the tarmac when the attorney general's sitting there, that was just a coincidence.
Well, those of us that like to serve people and like hospitality and enjoy happiness, some of the best folks are chefs and cooks because they enjoy life. And I love to cook food for my family. I'm not a great chef like you, but I can cook a pretty damn good steak or pretty much a lot of other stuff. And my dad, you know, grandma's taught me how. But the point is, we enjoy doing that for people. These folks like this don't. They don't want to build a good economy. They don't. They get off on they're the boss, they're in charge, and you ain't got nothing.
And they actually refer to us people as the small people.
Oh, you heard that?
No, absolutely. And not just from the Clintons. I mean, when I worked for the Kennedys, I mean, they all refer to us as the small people.
Yeah, well, America was about small people.
The sense of self-entitlement is beyond.
Good God. How would they describe that? Please tell us.
Well, I think it would be just, you know, it's just in reference to, like in their demeanor talk about us, you know, the small people. I mean, I've heard that referred to by, you know, handlers and aides over the past. You know, what about, you know, to get somebody to do this or whatever? It's so far above the way way you treat
It's in the new WikiLeaks.
People.
They say we got to keep the general public, the small people, dumb. Wow, we appreciate your courage, Tracy Martin. Please come back on the Nightly News or for a longer interview. We want to support you and pray for you and hold you up in prayer. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Al. Have a good day.
He's risking his life.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones Unfiltered and Untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones Untapped and Off the Grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days for the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
How many guns? I'd say about 20 guns. Some on the surface, some on the towers.
It's quite a time to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is ahead in internal polls 5 to 15 points. Of course, you heard Nick Gingrich confirm that a few days ago. I'm just not going to give out any inside baseball. But they know election fraud's coming because they see Bloomberg, Reuters, all the major polling, Politico, having Hillary 5-10 points ahead by sampling, in some cases, more, generally right below, double Democrats than they sample Republicans. I mean, this is a time to remember. This is unbelievable. We've had Michael Savage on. We've had Tracy Martin on. He's only done one other interview. And it's because his friend talked to him to go on the air. That is the on-record executive sesh on the travel details for years for the Clintons, but back to Ronald Reagan, you name it. Putting his whole big executive business on the line to tell the truth because he said they called people little people. They called Hispanics names. He heard them call black people the N-word. You tell that N-word, get me this dessert right now. And then she'd write notes way more than what she heard it. Like, you know, lawyers do that. You don't talk in the courtroom. She's always writing notes. Kill that piece of crap. Give me this. I mean, just this is a monster. The Clintons were put in power of Arkansas by the KKK people. Do you know who was running things in the 70s and 80s in Arkansas and East Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi? The KKK. And it's come out, folks. I mean, it's just, it makes my head spin. By the way, people that watch TV think the KKK is running around with white outfits calling black people. They do that. They're mainly about running banks and running white farmers out and, you know, taking people's property. And they're just a gang of scum. Now, we're going to go to our guest here. We've got a big Haiti report with Joe Biggs and others coming in here at the bottom of the hour that is just so incredible that I don't even know words to describe it. We have people dying on tape. We're in there with aid missions coming in. The UN won't fly people out that are dying to Port-au-Prince, just 30 minutes away. This, no one ever got any Clinton aid. You say Clinton there, it's like you said Satan. Everybody flips out. The big report's coming tomorrow, but Gary Haben, the billionaire philanthropist, is going to be joining us via from Port-au-Prince via Skype. We'll see if it's working. That's all coming up. We're going to talk to Joel Gilbert here briefly. He was instrumental in helping do some of the research and background work and helping get Danny Williams, video out. So that's very, very exciting to have that going on. Just briefly, I skipped a break last hour. I didn't plug once. And they're in there telling me, Alex, we're not going to have money to pay the bills if you don't sell stuff. We're self-supported. We sell the best seeds, the best products, the best shortwave radios, the best storable foods, the best nutraceuticals out there, the best films, you name it. And we've got free shipping running for the big final showdown tomorrow, right through tomorrow. It's going to end on Thursday. Store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 25% off our nootropic, BrainForce. $22, folks. Leading competitors with similar formulas are $50, $60. We sell it for $30-something. It's a great deal. $22.46. We just put it in the computer. 25% off is what it comes up with. We have all these weird numbers. Huge reviews all over the place. Amazing. Healthy way to boost your cognitive ability. It's amazing what it does. InfoWarsLife.com. Go read the reviews. They're so crazy that I'm not even going to read them on air. I guess I could read a few. Here's one Dutch from Los Angeles. Would recommend this especially to my fellow truck drivers who spend time mostly on the road. Highly recommend this to my family and friends. 25% off right now and free shipping. BrainForce allows me to get through my busy work days while staying energized and maintaining mental energy to function better than I ever have. Also helps me stay awake through the nights. I had the folks not even give us the incredible reviews about what salesmen are doing on it and the rest of it. But that's Ricky B. in Rochester, Minnesota. So take advantage. The last round of the Hillary for Prison shirt is out right now. It's still a bestseller, but we're just saying what comes and goes. You know, that's it. We coined the term, and it's $9.95. That's at cost, free shipping. We also have the limited edition Don't Tread on Me, Lock Her Up shirt. Only one printing of that. That's almost sold out. Made in America, $22. We make like $12 on it. We need the money to fund the operation. Please take advantage of it. And free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But if it's water filtration systems, whether it's reverse osmosis or gravity-fed, we go out and find the very best out there, highest rated, lowest price, buy them in bulk, sell it at prices lower than Amazon in many cases. But sometimes Amazon does better than us. Shop with us because we will viciously fight for freedom. We will viciously affect change. We will attack the globalists. I mean, let me tell you something. You couldn't drag me off this fight. I'm like a pit bull they breed for attacking wild hogs or something. Please don't tell me I'm a hero. I was born for this. Whatever happens, I'm in the fight. I love it. This is the best thing of my life. So, bottom line, we just need the support. We need the mid-air refueling products you need to fund this operation. And I absolutely pledge to you, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I will assault the enemy 18 hours a day. I will pray before I go to bed every night that I'd be lifted up as a weapon against the enemy. Now, Joel Gilbert's our guest. We really appreciate the work he's doing. He, of course, brings my real father. Utopia Dystopia film about communism. Boy, all that's coming out. I want to get into what happened with Bill Clinton's, who I believe, illegitimate son. They're really trying to cover that up. But first, I want to talk to him about WikiLeaks. Does this not prove everything Joel Gilbert from joelgilbert.net has broken down? The shadow government running them, the trying to bribe FBI agents, knowing they were destroying classified documents and hiding them. I mean, this is incredible. To watch the media try to unify even more to prop her up, even if they steal the election or she gets in. These are political death blows, Joel Gilbert. I mean, no wonder they say they openly want to shut down the alt-right and demonize me by name, because they are just floundering, in my view. What do you think?
I think, look, they're clearly floundering. They clearly put together this assault on Donald Trump week by week, knowing that they could probably get their media minions to only focus on Trump and give them an excuse to completely ignore these bombshell revelations. The biggest one, which I think really tells the whole story, is that Hillary explicitly said that there is a public policy for everything and a private policy for everything. And nothing more is illustrated even greater than in the story of Danny Williams, because she speaks affectionately for Black Lives Matter, but in her, that's her public life. In her private life, she banished her husband's child, her own stepson, from her family. And so we know that when Hillary says Black Lives Matter, and she feels for them, she's really thinking Black Votes Matter. And like everything else.
Well, exactly. You said this 5-6 years ago that she's a sociopath, only goes off polls. Then who is she? Because it's almost like she has multiple personalities. You've talked to a lot of experts. You've been on the trail, Joe Gilbert. Who is she really? What is her psychological profile?
Her psychological profile is that she really is a Chicago radical, in just like Barack Obama. She had a Bill Ayers figure in her life, which was Carl Oglesby, the head of the SDS. She read his book, Containment and Change. And
she was pen pals with Saul Alinsky.
Not only pen pals. She met Saul Alinsky. He offered her a job. She said that rather than work for him on the outside, she wants to affect change from the inside. Her thesis of her college thesis was about Saul Alinsky.
While becoming a filthy rich pig that steals money from Haitian children.
Right. There can only be one fight. So she is at her core a 60s radical. She also had a Reverend Wright in her life. She had a radical minister named Don Jones, her Methodist youth minister, that introduced her to Alinsky. So she has a similar background in terms of radical theologian, radical communist SDS ideologue, way back, just like Obama had his Bill Ayers.
I totally agree. So 20 days out, what do you expect him to do next? This huge, elaborate attack. Most of the women, it's turned out, were hitting on him, asking him to come visit him in emails even this year. It's all deteriorating. They contacted over 1,000 women, found 9 of them to say he touched their butt or touched their knee or whatever, shook their hand. Okay, he's evil. What comes next?
Hillary's entire campaign is simply, I think, to drug her up, to get her physically across the finish line, and simply focus on that Donald Trump is a creepy guy. She has no justification.
Oh, the way he walks around on the stage menacing her, the poor baby.
There's no policy. There's no justification to have Hillary Clinton back in the White House. She has no policy of Barack Obama that she participated in that was successful. Everything was a dismal failure. All she can do is try to keep power in the Democrat Party and try to impose this era, this coming era of liberal fascism, which I have no doubt she will implement through Supreme Court justices who will defy the constitutional law and impose and create their own laws of limiting.
So when Trump says this is make it or break at the end of America if he doesn't get in, I mean, barring physical resistance, this is probably it.
I believe this is it, because once she changes the Supreme Court justice to radical leftist nominees, once she adds a 7th commissioner to the FEC to break the ties, all of those policies we've seen Obama doing behind the scenes will just come out.
That's right. Let's be clear. The Federal Election Commission and the FCC, they're deadlocked, are on record that if they get a majority, they're going to ban free speech. They admit it.
Oh, you remember my case. They voted 3-3. It cut down a complaint to investigate me for making the film about Obama's.
Yeah, that's how real this is they're trying to shut you up, a filmmaker. They've arrested Dinesh D'Souza, good guy.
Yeah, 3-3. Now, how could it be 3-3? It should be 6-0 that they should not be investigating a filmmaker for making a film about Obama's background. I presented a mountain of evidence that his real father was the Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis, who raised and radicalized him in his youth.
Who he wrote about in his own book, spending summers with Frank, his grandfather's best friend. It's hiding in plain view.
Well, it wasn't just summers. It was every day he went to Frank's house. Frank radicalized him into this anti-American, anti-white.
How do they square this, though, that they make hundreds of millions of dollars in office? They live the most lavish lifestyle of kings. They don't want poor people to have money, but then they prance around saying they're communists.
Well, that is the fraud, the total fraud of socialism and communism, that what we have is a new class of elites. They eliminate the entrepreneurial class, the so-called bourgeois. They want to destroy the drug companies, Wall Street, the banks, all the businesses. The business of America is business, but they want to destroy business and consolidate wealth and power in their own hands, leaving a large middle class to be eliminated. So we only have a lower class. Socialist economies don't have a middle class. They have an upper class elites, and they have the poor people. And these are the upper class elites that are accumulating the wealth by destroying the people that make...
And by the way, history with hundreds of countries is incontrovertible that socialism and communism creates nightmare hells. Even small free market experiments that never even get 10% there create fabulous development, fabulous innovation, fabulous civilization.
Progressives murdered 150 million of their own people during peacetime, as we saw in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, because they wouldn't fit into the perfect society, the perfect world. They didn't agree that they would conform. In Cambodia, they murdered anybody that had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read, and they wanted to recreate humanity.
Oh, I got the Zeitgeist movement, admittedly supported by the UN and the New York Times. Tell me, on air, you will be re-educated if you don't accept a computer deciding what job you have or where you live. And I go, that's total tyranny. And they just arrogantly go, we're going to run your life, we're liberal. Well, no, that's not liberal. That's called total totalitarianism, dumbass.
I call it liberal fascism. If you don't conform, this is what happened throughout history. You get sent to the gulag, you get sent for re-education, or you're simply eliminated. This is a totalitarian, depressing lifestyle to have a group of elites with all the wealth. The elites are, in socialism and communism, are state bureaucrats who don't produce anything. Therefore, you have a society that becomes impoverished. Today we have, with a free market system, we have the entrepreneur class creating jobs and creating wealth and everybody moving up. Unfortunately, it seems that younger people, millennials, don't know these lessons of communism and socialism.
Oh, no, they say to me, oh, my God, England and Canada have such great health care. Is that why it's rated horrible? People come here, even though ours is all corrupt and bad now? I mean, you know, they just have no – they think North Korea is great. I mean, it's crazy.
We've lost this lesson in history. In the 60s, they mobilized all of Hollywood, the government, would educate people, put out films, and show that, look, if you look at Mao Zedong, Stalin, all these countries, Cuba – it's political repression and poverty and death. And we have not had that type of education, so you have people going to Bernie Sanders rallies. Sanders is just an old-school communist, and they're clapping for everything he says. We're going to go after Wall Street. We're going to destroy the banks. We're going to break up the pharmaceutical companies. Well, if you break up business, you end up being Venezuela, or you end up being communist Russia.
Sure, but let's add the final piece. If you read Carol Quigley's book or others, they admit this. There's an ultra-rich elite that want to get rid of the middle class to create a consolidation. So there's ultra-corporations that are working with the socialists and communists to cut out the middleman and then cut out competition. And then they plan to double-cross the communists and set up a technocracy fascism. But I agree with you when you said the communists plan to double-cross the corporations and create a new dark age. So I don't know what's worse, a technocracy fascism or a dark age. I mean, it's just crazy.
We just need to stick with our constitutional republic.
Exactly.
And not follow these people that have a passion for destruction.
Well, how is it not liberal to have true diversity of business and life and ideas and not have thought control? That's real liberalism.
Look, in their mind, we've talked about this before, they look at America differently than conservatives. We look at the world and we say America is the greatest democratic constitutional republic in the history of mankind. The left looks at America and compares it to a perfect utopia and says it doesn't measure up. Therefore, we have to destroy it so we can rebuild the perfect world. And that is the fallacy of progressivism, and that's why it caused so much.
And all they ever build is nightmare hells that kill everybody. So, I've been asking some of the questions. We got 6 minutes left. Joel Gilbert, getting into the son of Bill Clinton, clearly he's the son of Bill Clinton, the whole background on that. You've done comparisons on their faces and photos. We can show some of that writing for WorldNet Daily. You helped put together the first film with that. I know, free of charge. We appreciate you being so dedicated to this out in L.A. when he flew out there. Let's spend 5 minutes on Danny Williams.
Yeah, I've been following this for 10, 12 years and always been fascinated by it. And there's just no question in my mind that, Danny, is the son of Bill Clinton. There's not anybody in the world that looks like him, whose mother has been telling him since he was 5 years old that Bill was his father and who lives in Little Rock.
He looks a lot like skull shapes, very similar.
Well, look at the teeth. The teeth are a match. I've had dentists tell me, like with Frank Marshall Davis and Barack Obama, exact teeth match.
No, it is, especially the top teeth.
Yeah, the top teeth, ears, nose. I mean, it reminds me of the interview I did with Malik Obama, for example.
He's got hazel eyes. If you cross blue with brown, that's what you get.
It's really a complete match. And he has actually the thing he inherited from his dad is he does have this intangible likability factor. He really does have a great personality. He's a great kid. And he talks about how when he was 5 years old, his aunt took him, you know, they were on some kind of welfare. They needed some child support. They went to the governor's mansion. His aunt snuck in the gate when the gates opened, knocked on the door, asked for Hillary, and they slammed the door in her face. And they ran off, jumped over a fence, and were later paid some hush money, $700 a month, along with some Christmas presents. It's a very sad story, and I think anybody in urban America that's thinking of voting for Hillary really should look at this, because Danny talks about how it's the same as back in slave times when a slave owner would have a child with a slave, and the wife of the plantation owner would run him off the plantation and banishes the child. And that's essentially what happened to Danny. He was in foster homes when his father was president of the United States. He was in foster homes. He said going to bed hungry at night. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine
that. It's incredible. I had Tracy Martin, the admitted chef of the Clintons, their travel chef for 5 of the 8 years or whatever. He worked for the Bushes as well. And he was just saying it was constant racial notes. She'd write notes, get this N-word to get me some food, or she would verbally say it, attacking Hispanics. And everybody I know about the Clintons say they're just flaming racist or just whatever is nasty to say. I think this is a pretty big story as well.
I think it's huge. Look, the Democrats...
Not Bill. I want to be clear. It's Hillary that says the race stuff.
Well, let's talk about public and private. Democrats opposed the civil rights movement. They broke up black families with the welfare system. They forced them into terrible schools. They turned urban America into drug culture, single mothers, violent neighborhoods. And they keep going back asking for their votes. On a personal level, you can see what they do to their own family. Malik Obama was discarded. All the Kenyan Obamas, I did an interview with him, they were discarded by Barack Obama because they no longer needed them. Danny Williams was, I think, discarded and denied by the Clintons because they don't need him. And I think it's a very sad story and just incredible that Hillary Clinton essentially banished him from their lives when, in fact, he's a great kid and they do good to embrace him. So I hope they
I interviewed his aunt like 19 years ago. I mean, this is going on. I talked to the state police that were just appalled by it all. In closing, we got about 2.5 minutes, Joel Gilbert. JoelGilbert.net, folks want to find his films. We sell them as well at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, just get them out to people that aren't awake. What do you and your gut think they're going to pull the next 20 days? Where do you think all this is going?
I think they're going to try to keep hammering, keep the focus on Donald's alleged indiscretions, that is he a creepy guy or is he not? He's racist. He talks poorly about African Americans. All these exaggerations and inferences that they make from anything he ever did or said 10, 20, 30 years ago, it's all coordinated with the media. And I think I'm hoping and thinking that people are going to be immune to it at some point. They're going to be sick of it because this reminds us of what we went through with the Clintons, you know, 20 years ago, where there was this constant Clinton pushing these narratives that were twisted and lies and half-truths. And I think it's actually reminding people of how annoying and disgusting the Clinton presidency was.
Exactly. We take Billy Bush. He now admits that was like an hour-long conversation, and then he was goading him. Clearly, they were setting Trump up, and it's all edited. I mean, I could record you for an hour, ask you questions on a road trip. You might say something. I mean, now that I think about these tapes, I catch myself and I'm out hiking with buddies or whatever. I'm not even really a nasty guy. I'm not really, you know, what I see is kind of, you know, shocking. But I catch myself, you know, saying some things I wouldn't want out there. And it's like, my God, this is the type of stuff that's going on. I mean, this woman's running ISIS. This woman is doing all this horrible stuff, and we're obsessed over some 11-year-old tape.
Well, I think that's the strategy, is to only focus on Trump because there's no justification for electing Hillary to city council, let alone president of the United States. She does not qualify for security clearance. Everything she's touched turned into a disaster.
And now we know she tried to bribe the FBI. Joel Gilbert, thank you. Powerful information.
Great job on
the whole situation with Danny Williams. We're going to come back. We're going to get Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman here. They went to Haiti for a week. with Mr. Haven, and this is so bombshell, I don't even know how to handle it. I mean, this should destroy the Clintons. This is incredible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary, if you're watching this, I've got more money than you do, but I'm down here spending it on these people, not stealing it from them like you are.
We have seen unprecedented bias against Donald Trump and his supporters in the last year and a half during this campaign. But on the issue of the Clinton Foundation stealing close to $2 billion of Haitian aid relief, even the Washington Post, the New York Times have admitted they did it. But they say it was a mistake or they screwed up. We've got Chelsea's emails to her credit saying, thousands are dying, Mom and Dad. We got to give them the money. 97%+ of the money they were given never got there. The Clintons only have about 3% to 5%, depending on the year, of the money they raise to charity as well. This is truly monstrous. It is so diabolical. So after the hurricane hit over a week ago, I began to talk to the crew about trying to get into Haiti, but no commercial aircraft were going in. And then out of the blue, Gary Haven, a billionaire, patriot, friend of the show, called me about a week ago and he said, you know, I fly aid missions in every week and I've been doing it since the earthquake hit 5 years ago. He said, would you like to come with your crew? And I said, absolutely. We were just trying to get a crew in there. I hadn't thought of you. And Gary got them into the country for 5 days, and I've been watching since they got back last night hours of this footage, and it's so staggering. It's so haunting that I don't even feel worthy to try to bring this info out, try to help these people. I mean, they've got footage of people dying. The UN there letting children die and not even fly them 30 minutes to the capital of Haiti. I've got private planes coming in with food that basically the UN takes control of. I have got footage of the public almost rioting when they hear the name Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, because they know they represented Haiti for several years and took the money from good Americans and others that gave it. We are going through hours of footage. I've got Gary Haven, the pilot, on tomorrow with our crew that was there, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman. Here is just a few clips of what's coming up. Just to grasp the true horror of this and the loss of humanity and 10,000 people dying of cholera and other diseases because the UN used the water supply that was set up as a latrine to crap in. Attention needs to be drawn to the disaster that we've seen in Haiti and the fact that the Clintons and the UN and other globalist opportunists only made things much worse while posing as a bunch of saviors and getting rich off of it. This is unprecedentedly evil. It needs to be exposed. That's why I'm asking all of you to share this video and to join us tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Wednesday on the eve of the big debate when we expose this, because we're trying to force this out as a major campaign issue. And Trump is very close to going to Haiti himself. And no matter what happens with this election, Trump will draw a lot of attention to it and hopefully help the people of embattled Haiti. We're also going to be going over some charities that are known to give over 90% of the money to the Haitians and others, unlike the Clintons, who keep over 90%. So join us tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Infowars.com/show.
Now, that was last night from the Nightly News, and there are a few stories like this that frustrate me to the point of 9 o'clock last night I actually blew up. I don't mean by blowing up, I just got really angry. Because my brain burns. I'm watching hours of footage of little kids dying, people that they medevac, a lot of them living, some dying, being at the hospital, watching what happened, and knowing for 5-6 years the Clintons represented the whole country and stole $2 billion, which would have rebuilt the country. And people say, oh, whatever, it's just Haiti. Oh, but you're liberals, so you don't actually care about people. I have empathy. Because what happens when we collapse? What happens when we have a depression? These elites don't care about us, and then they're busy saying, because I'm anti-Obamacare or pro-gun, I'm racist. Bullcrap. I've given money to Haiti. I've supported aid missions because instinctively it's what you need to do. And I'm just so sick of the lies. Now, Joe Biggs has been there for almost a week. So has Michael Zimmerman shooting camera. We've got hours of this footage. A big report's coming out tomorrow. Zimmerman's the one trying to cut it all together. And the stuff we've got is beyond Discovery Channel, beyond HBO, people dying, cursing the Clintons as they die because the UN used the water system that taxpayers paid for to as a toilet. And then Chelsea sending emails saying they're dying by the thousands. Help them, mommy. And they say, shut up, spoiled brat. And then Gary Haven, the billionaire entrepreneur who for years has been flying aid missions in there every week or so. I mean, every time I turn around, we can't get Haven on because he's in Haiti. Just because he's connected with these people, they all love him when he lands on the tape. And you mentioned the Clintons, people start, it's like, what do you think about the Clintons? Riot almost starts. So it's worse than I thought. Joe Biggs, comments on what you witnessed, because the big report's tomorrow. Haven's coming back on. I'll spend a whole hour on this when the full report airs. Michael Zimmerman and then to Mr. Haven, who I guess is still in Port-au-Prince via phone or Skype. We'll see what works. It's cutting in and out. But, I mean, I knew we'd go down there and show the devastation and try to bring attention, but you've got like the head of the Senate saying that the Clintons tried to bribe him. You've got local leaders saying how the Clintons do nothing, how they just collect all the money. And it just brings home these people are damn evil. Joe Biggs.
You know, you try to put in your mind an idea of what it is you're going to see when you go to witness something like that. You know, I'm from Florida. I have been in hurricanes before many times. I was in Hugo, Andrew, and many others. And you think you have an idea of what you're going to see. Well, it's nothing close to what it looks like in places like Domari, which you're seeing right now, or Lakai, or Jeremy, which are on the southern peninsula, the most affected by Hurricane Matthew. It the damage is so bad. It looks like a nuclear bomb went off. I mean, I'm not even joking.
And for folks that are on radio, Infowars.com/show to see the feed for free. Go ahead.
Exactly. It when you see this, you get goosebumps. Your body gets a chill because it is so devastating to see people walking down the road.
And then to know $2 billion got stolen from by the Clintons that would rebuild the whole damn thing.
I mean, they're like zombies. A lot of them have trees fall on them. They've been hit in the head. They have no food. They've had no water.
The most haunting is all the photos and videos of 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kids. Their parents are dead, wandering around. I can hardly watch this.
Oh, I mean, I was sick in my stomach every day. I mean, they're so hungry that I had snacks with me in my backpack. I was scared to bring anything out because I felt bad to eat in front of them. I felt bad to drink water in front of them. I mean, quite frankly, my
urine... You lost a lot of weight.
I mean, by the way, like my urine at the end of the day would be like brown because I would be so dehydrated because I didn't want...
You got back. I mean, you weren't fat, but you lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I didn't want to do anything in front of... I have no idea. I didn't have a chance. I slept most of the day yesterday after I left work. I mean, I've just kind of just been out of it, but... These people need real help, and there is complete and total destruction. And you talk to these doctors who are on the ground. You talk to these medics who are on the ground. They are furious about the lack of help.
And by the way, I didn't know that Sean Penn, I guess they're mad at him. He just grandstands, I'm told.
Yeah. I mean, they're mad and furious about the lack of help from the UN, from these different government agencies out there, the fact that they...
Well that's... We're going to talk about that in a moment with Gary Haven, but we've got it on video. The UN will not medevac people 30 minutes to Port-au-Prince who are dying.
Yeah.
In fact, they try to sit as the intermediary and just get the food, I guess.
They have giant helicopters that could easily pick people up and put numerous patients that need medical attention on there, get them to the helicopter.
But Gary Haven is doing it. Dentistry,
he's the only one.
Their eyes, he's the one. He's flying doctors in. Gary, I'm told, has spent like $80 million, $90 million.
I mean, if you want to find out, you want to find a hero,
of course he's a white devil.
It's Gary Haven. Gary Haven is selflessly out there. You know, some people donate to stuff. He is out there. He is putting his money where his mouth is. He is literally flying into areas that don't have landing strips. These are grass filled with people with boats, cattle on it.
He's a multi-billionaire. He gives 10% of his profit a year to direct charity. He doesn't give it to fake churches. He goes, and 10% a year he gives directly.
Well, he's putting stuff right in the hands of the people that need it.
Literally.
Instead of just, you know, shipping it there and hoping it gets to the people, he's hand-delivering it to these people.
By the way, let's roll that camera around. We've got Gary Haven just connected on Skype. Continue, Zimmerman, while we roll this camera around. We're not trying to turn Gary Haven into an angel. The point is, none of us are. Compared to Hillary, he is. This is a pig monster that steals billions of the money. Give me the money. I'm the one to give it to, and then steals it.
Absolutely.
94% they kept for themselves.
Yeah, giving no-bid contracts to their friends for millions of dollars.
Meanwhile, you guys are landing on dangerous dirt fields flooded to deliver food. What was that like?
Going right past the lighthouse.
Not a lot of military stuff is as scary as this.
Oh, no, this is intense. Let me tell you what. I mean, I've landed in some, you know, crappy runways before in Afghanistan, but this definitely brings a whole new level of intense.
Let me just say, I love being associated with Gary Haven and people like you that are real. We're not perfect. You know what? We don't sit around and call people and, hey, you know, the N-word. We actually care about them.
I mean, we're sitting
You know, we actually care about humanity, and we're going to expose these bastards.
They're like, well, the plane might bounce a few times. Gary will look back at me. He's like, but it's okay. He'll hit the runway and bounce a little bit. And I'm sitting there trying to film. At the same time, I'm like, I don't want to look like I might be scared of it, but it's so intense. You're like, what is going on?
All right, we're going to go to Gary Haven. And, Zimmerman, we're always cutting over. You pop in whenever you want. I know Paul's coming up, always has huge news. We'll do a full hour tomorrow. But you're in Port-au-Prince a week and a half after the big hurricane hit. Gary Haven, founder of Curves, a lot of other big businesses, who I know has just given a large part of your fortune just to Haiti alone to try to help these folks. It's incredible. The video is unscripted. People everywhere hate the Clintons. They've not seen $1. What do you want to say about what we're witnessing and what's happening?
Yeah, let me say hi to my compadres there, Joe and Michael. Man, we spent a week in hell, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, it was good, though.
Gary, I can tell you get high off helping people, though, don't you?
Oh, you know, I got to tell you, this is selfish for me. 30 minutes ago, I was holding a little baby. 13 months old, and was examining her because there was no doctors there. And she had a some sort of her eyes were not focusing and they were rolling in her head. And the translator told me that the woman didn't have any money for the doctor. So I wrote a note to the clinic and said, "Take care of this baby for me." And that was 30 minutes ago. You know, Alex, first I want to do an overview. This peninsula that was hit by the hurricane is the western part of Haiti. It's 100 miles long and about 15 miles wide. And it's 90% devastated. There's no roofs on homes. And by the way, it rains all afternoon. And as Joe said, no food, no water. The crops are destroyed. Their animals are destroyed. The fruit trees are destroyed. And so, you know, I came as soon as the hurricane cleared Florida. My team was here. I brought three of my aircraft. I'm flying one of them, and I've got a couple of pilots that are taking care of the other ones. And we immediately found that we were the only people that were able to deliver food to some of these areas.
Gary, you've degraded a bit. You've degraded a bit at the point you were the only people. That's what we found. The UN's doing nothing. No Clinton Foundation. No nothing. The only people bringing aid in. This is bombshell. Because the big news is the UN will not fly out dead and dying children to a hospital nearby while they collect the money to take care of them. This is pure evil. Continue.
It's extraordinary. I mean, who am I with my three aircraft? There's 1.4 million people that are in distress right now. Probably half a million of them that are on the verge of starvation and cholera.
That's what you told me. If you don't fly these flights in every day, they start dying.
Yeah, there's 4,000 people on the top of a mountain that we're the sole source of food. And then we bring in all the docs and all the medical supplies. We take out all the evac with my three aircraft. Now, the UN has been bringing in food to other areas, but like you said, they won't bring out patients. The American military has been bringing in food, but they won't evac people as well. And the American military is leaving today, and you've got at least a million people without food, and everybody's going home. So it's amazing. I mean, I'm literally saving lives. I'm picking up two or three patients a day. The doctor ran out to the plane yesterday, and he said, the F word me, I am glad to see you. This woman is one inch from dying. That was yesterday. And that's the
Mello, we have the footage of people
I look like.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I look like hell right now because I just finished two missions, and I'm about to go on a third mission because if we don't get the food out there. In fact, we got a little behind because of weather yesterday, and we had a riot at the airplane. Remember, it was day before yesterday. I was able to text Joe Biggs down in a boat, and Joe was armed.
Yeah, guys, show some of the riot footage. We got five different clips in there. The UN helicopters. Let's show that to TV viewers. They can see this while Gary's talking.
I texted Joe and I said, Joe, get off the boat, run up the mountain. My pilot needs protection.
And Joe, you told me about that. You had to like fend folks off with your handgun.
It was pretty intense because I'm already on a boat coming from Don Marie back to the airstrip, which is an hour boat ride. The boat is sinking. Literally, it is flooding and filling with water.
We're
and
showing footage. There's dying
there's
people.
Guys, there's people. We're you know, medevacing patients out. There's a guy with a blue helmet that's like trying to like shovel water out of this boat. And Gary's texting me like, you know, what's your ETA? What's your ETA? And then I jump out of the boat as we finally land. He's like, hurry up the hill. Dan needs your help. He's being mobbed. There's a riot. So I'm like,
meanwhile, the Clintons stole $2 billion from these people, and the left worships them. Man, I'm so sick of these people. I mean, I'm not. I tell you, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. So the situation is there's very little help. There's a tremendous number of people in distress. And what little help has shown up are now leaving. The UN today in a paper said they asked for 120 million, got 12. If you take the 1.4 million people, that's about 10 bucks a person that the UN is sending to give you an idea of how desperate the situation is. Now, Alice, I tell you, the most important thing is that the American media has done a blackout. There was two stories today, one of them in Time, which is actually very good. People should Google that, Time magazine, read the story. It's a good overview. I believe that they're on blackout because Hillary is so vulnerable here. The people hate her.
That's right. Normally, this is the key. You just hit the key. Normally, there'd be coverage of a disaster like this. They won't cover it because Hillary already swindled. That's why there's no news of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Yeah. Go ahead, Gary.
And that's a huge problem because Americans don't know what's going on here. And it's because the media know that Hillary would be vulnerable. So, again, you know, Hillary has not only stolen $2 billion, But because she is being protected by the bought and paid for media, they're not even willing to come here and tell the story. There is no ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, nothing. InfoWars comes to town and gets this footage and tells the world, guys, we need to shame the mainstream media to this, into their complicity.
Well, that's my next question. Is there no depth to which they will not sink?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. In the meantime, I'm committed here. By the way, 5 minutes before I got on the deal here with you, not my aircraft, but one of the volunteer aircraft went down in the ocean off the coast, and they're now looking. They found the fuselage, and they're looking for the people.
So independent aid folks are crashing out there.
Yeah, we're flying. Joe explained it well. We're doing dangerous missions because these people are.
Oh,
starving.
I saw the landing you guys did. That looked like something out of a movie.
Well, you got to think though; these people haven't had food in forever. I mean, some people who are injured are traveling 7 to 9 days to get to these facilities because many medical facilities were destroyed. So,
well, let's talk about the guy we have. We're going to show it. We have he dies on tape
right in front of me.
Yeah, we've got all this. This is I don't even feel like worthy to have this footage, and then the mainstream media doesn't even care. They're just busy worshiping Hillary Clinton, who's robbing the White House China. I mean, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1140.
Watching the guys land on dirt airfields where there's like 500-foot drop-offs with lighthouses. I mean, this is epic. By the way, it's our sponsors that make all this possible. We need everybody to... We've got free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25% off BrainForce. One of our other great sponsors is Solutions from Science. Solutions for Science is one of my oldest sponsors, and they're selling some of their, quote, perfect power solar generators below cost. This is their top-of-the-line model, usually $6,000. I use it in my house. I bought it like at cost for like $3,500, so they're doing this as a loss leader. It's expandable, so you can make it as powerful as you want to. Normally $6,000, they're letting them go for less than $1,500. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com, and get yours before they're gone. Solutions from Science, great folks. So that's PowerGridChaos.com. InfoWarsStore.com to support us there as well. We're going to do a little bit in the next hour. Paul Watson takes over from London, England. Gary, other points about what's happening in Haiti. We'll show footage of the UN helicopters. I mean, the UN does this everywhere. They will not fly people who are sick into the hospital. They're I guess, just there to like get the international donations. But the Clintons, as you said, are so scared of this. What are other points that are important to show? We can also, you know, also show some footage of armored vehicles with Biggs there and Zimmerman and what the UN peacekeepers are doing. We have people literally talking and begging for help before they die. You talk about a guy that went, you know, 7 hours by motorcycle, you know, hacking things with a machete and then only dies once he gets to the hospital.
Yeah, the guy showed up, was staggering off the motorcycle at once he, you know, got up to the hospital. And the crew was actually coming out to pick me up and Michael at the little landing strip in Jeremy. And as they were leaving, they saw this guy and they brought him inside the hospital, didn't think much of it. As we're coming back in, we see this guy again. Now he's on a stretcher, and they're sitting there talking about how they believe he might have cholera, which also can lead to kidney failure.
Which the UN helps.
Well, the guy's sitting there, and he seems like he's kind of out of it. He's just moving around.
His eyes are very jaundiced.
Well, you just we have the footage. There he is.
That's just how yellow his eyes are here. You could tell he's not in good shape. His breathing's, you know, super labored.
He's like, he dies right in front of you.
And yeah. We walked around the corner to give them space to kind of do what they were doing with the medical team. So we go to start loading the next vehicle to take medical supplies up the hill to another area where they needed some stuff. And right as we walked back to the vehicle, we heard over the radio, come back to the stretcher, come back to the stretcher. And the medic teams ran back around the corner. I kind of waited a minute because I figured the guy had just used the bathroom all over himself. So maybe they're going to clean up the guy or whatever to help out. So I was like, I'll give him their space. So I come back around the corner, and they've got the thing right over his mouth, and they're pumping air into him. When they pull it off, he's just like a last gasp of air. Blood comes out. It's all over the place. And the guy just dies right there, and they're checking for a pulse.
Now, let's be clear. You've been multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're watching the Clintons suck the money out of this country and do all this. Was this crazy or anything you ever saw in Iraq?
I don't know about Iraq, but it definitely compares up there. I mean, there were sometimes some pucker factors. I mean, especially when you're on a boat going across the ocean, it's leaking, and you don't know if you're going to make it there. And, you know, after a hurricane, there's food in the water, dead animals, people. It's a feeding frenzy for sharks. So if you go down there with no flotation device, which
I
had none.
Wow, we're going to break in a moment. Gentlemen, I want to come back and finish up with Ava, but you've been sitting there. Other points you want to make?
Just the scale of everything, the destruction. You know, these people already don't have very much, you know, money. They didn't start at a very high point here.
And Hillary robbed them. She hired, she robbed the poorest people in the world.
Well, you know, they gave all these no-bid contracts to their friends after the earthquake. You know, took $20 million to build houses and not a single one was built. They put people in trailers that were, you know, leaching formaldehyde. It was so bad they went back to their destroyed homes because that was better than what the Clintons gave.
Watered-down drugs.
Watered-down drugs,
absolutely. The Clinton Foundation planted a tree for Earth Day.
Yeah, there was a skull that they supposedly built, and actually their only contribution was, planting a tree and an Earth Day celebration. They claimed they built a skull, but with that money, all they had was a celebration and planted a tree.
For $2 billion.
Unbelievable.
All right, back in 70 seconds with Gary Haven, who is in Haiti in Port-au-Prince. I'm Alex Jones on the front lines of the info war. To all you so-called Democrats out there that are going to vote for Hillary. Okay, that's between you and God. I tell you, you are shameful. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.